And we're live. Hey, welcome to the Android Does Show. I believe this is episode 17. We have been off the air for about a month. A couple of us were on vacation, just had some life stuff going on. So I think most of June, I don't think we got a show up. This will be the first one this summer. I'm here with Nick from the site. What's going on, Nick?
Not too much. Finally getting some decent news going on.
Yeah, it's been kind of a slow time, man. Once these new phones launched at the end of end of May, we pretty much just, things slowed down for the summer. That's the way it goes. We still got a lot to talk about, so we'll jump right in. Some software news, cover some hardware, some other rumors, and lots of rumors floating around. So we'll kind of go in depth on some of that stuff, too. But first off, I was excited to see that Jelly Bean is now running on just a little over 38% of Android devices.
Yeah, it's about time.
And I think that's kind of why, we heard that Google had pushed off Key Lime Pie, or whatever 5.0 is going to be called, in order to let, OEMs kind of catch up a little bit. And so it's good. It's good to see Jelly Bean finally catching up. I don't remember the exact numbers on what the device count for ice cream sandwich and above, but it's got to be close to 60%.
Yeah, I think ice cream sandwich is 24, so put them together, yeah, it's about 60.
Yep, okay.
So that's great. That's, that means only a third of people now are on gingerbread, which, thank God, because what is it now, 2.5 years old?
Dude, yeah.
I think, yep. Let's see. Gingerbread was, I think, January of 2011. Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds about right.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah, ridiculous. Well, and you can't run apps on old versions anymore, if it's not at least ice cream sandwich. So.
Yeah. And I'm sure most of those phones are like 512 megs of RAM. It's just not enough to really do anything. So that stuff's going to go away eventually when people get sick enough of dealing with them.
Yep. Yeah, I was reading somewhere about some carrier in India that was selling millions and millions of like super cheap gingerbread phones. That was kind of inflating that number because they could get phones cheap. So
yeah, no, that makes sense. And we were kind of talking about that. I think it was James that was asking about that earlier. I think it's worldwide, although I can't find anything in the description that says that. So. I'd love to see a region breakdown if they do that sort of thing and see if that 38% is mostly in maybe places like India where, the larger market is the cheaper phones.
Yep, it's got to be. It's got to be because everybody here in the U.S. is, if they're not already, then by September or so, they'll be up for their two-year upgrades and upgrading off their old gingerbread phones. So
yeah, this should be the last year.
Yep. It's good to see. Yeah. Which kind of leads us to a little bit on the next version of Android, which we've seen leaked out. There's some ROMs being built based around some leaked software, but Android 4.3 isn't a big upgrade. A couple of features, some tweaks here and there. We've seen the new camera app.
Yep.
From the Google edition, Galaxy S4. And HTC One, which I've got running on my Galaxy Nexus. I don't know, have you played with it at all?
I have it on my Note just because I like Photosphere and I use it every now and then. So mm-hmm. I at least upgraded to that just to be able to continue to use Photosphere. But the other thing I've been really happy with it is if I remember correctly, HDR is built into the camera now. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a CM hacky thing.
Nope, it's built in, and you can turn it off or on. Obviously, you can toggle it, but
it's a good thing.
And it's kind of cool that it installs, if you're not running an AOSP ROM, it installs next to your existing camera.
Yeah, in fact, I couldn't even get it installed on AOSP.
Oh, really?
It just refused to install. I mean, I'm sure I could have stuck it in system or, hacked it or whatever, but right. Just, straight installing the APK like I did on my Note didn't work.
Huh. No, it worked fine for me, man. I didn't even have to reboot. I just installed the APK, and it replaced the camera and the
Weird.
The gallery, you know, is good to go, yeah. So.
Yeah, who knows.
But we've seen that. There's a new font. Google has tweaked the Roboto font just a little bit, which I just installed tonight. Finally got around to doing it. I just kept
I didn't even realize that was released. Very good. I'll go find it.
Yeah, it's on XDA, man. That's where I found it. There's a flashable zip.
Nice.
Just kind of cleans things up a little bit. Does look a little bit nicer.
That was probably like going from 4.1 to 4.2.
Yep.
It's the same kind of thing. I think they tweaked it a little bit between those, and I don't know. Yeah, like you said, it just looked nicer. I'm not a font expert, so, you know. I can't analyze it real well on what curves are different or whatever, but it definitely looks better.
Yeah, just general readability. It's a good thing. So, but Android 4.3 is also going to bring Bluetooth LE.
Yeah, the low energy.
Yep. Which will be nice because I think we've talked about this before too. Things like glass and smartwatches, and you know, we got to reduce the toll that Bluetooth is going to take on a battery.
Yep. Yeah, and I've experienced that in the last, I don't know, 2 months or whatever since I got that car stereo that's Bluetooth. So
yeah,
I can relate. You check your wake locks, and it's like an hour and a half of Bluetooth. It's like, oh, no! Shut that off!
Yep. Yeah, that's the reason that I haven't picked up a smartwatch yet.
Yeah.
Not to mention I want to see what Google's going to come out with. But
yeah, exactly. And I think... Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you know, but I think Sense 5 already has Bluetooth Low Energy on it.
Yes, the Sense version of the HTC One,
yes.
not the Google edition, but the Sense version, HTC did build that in.
Yep.
So, what else do we got? Remote notification controls. What do you know about that, anything?
Smartwatch type of stuff.
Okay. So some of the like Pebble functionality is going to be built into the ROM?
Yeah, it's... Basically, from what I understand, it's basically it allows some remote device to swipe away notifications or perform notification actions. So kind of how on, I think it's just CM, where when you get a text or whatever, you can, you know, reply, read, or I don't remember what the last one is. There's three buttons there. Okay, I think you'll be able to do that from like a smartwatch or whatever. You just hit, you know, red, whatever. Okay, and then it'll dismiss it on your phone too.
Cool. All right. Very, very good.
So again, just more hooks in there. Looking at that, maybe Google smartwatch.
yeah, absolutely. And Google's done that from the beginning, you know. They take apps that are developed and build them into the next version. So having the open platform makes it really, really easy for them to do that.
Yep.
Using Wi-Fi for location when Wi-Fi is off. And this wasn't just Wi-Fi, but also some of the... GPS tweaks too.
Yeah.
Just the location being a lot more low powered, using less battery. I don't know about you, man, but I don't keep my GPS on.
It depends on the day. I guess it depends on how much I use it. If I'm using maps, I won't bother to keep turning on and off, but I think most days I do keep it off. I have it as a toggle for that reason.
Right, yeah. I've got it set up in Tasker. When I open maps or navigation, it toggles on.
Yeah, I need to use Tasker.
You should, dude. It's great. It's the best $6 or whatever it was at the time when I bought it. It's amazing.
It's one of those things I'm like, I don't really want to spend the time to set that crap up. I'll just keep going what I'm doing.
It does take a little bit of time, man. It took me like 6 hours over a weekend to set everything up. But that'll be good, too, because there's a lot of things, a lot of functionality that, and just location-based stuff that I don't use. Because I don't keep my GPS on all the time.
It probably helps the battery, too.
Yeah, having it turned off, it absolutely does.
Yeah, I imagine.
I
got to go add that now because I just realized I forgot to do that. I flashed another ROM today.
yep, got to do it. What ROM are you on now?
I ended up trying AOSP on my Note. I absolutely loved it because there's finally... apps out there that'll give the correct hooks in CM and other AOSP ROMs to use the S Pen correctly. So you can have all these other apps and stuff. You pull out the S Pen, you can launch whatever you want. You can have a little dock that'll have all kinds of different shortcuts and stuff. I ended up going back to TouchWiz because of the camera.
Okay.
I hate the AOSP camera. As much as that, and I guess as nice as that new one is, there's just so many features that are just not there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tough going like, I don't know, we're playing cards yesterday, and my wife's shuffling a deck of cards, and I'm like, oh, this will make a cool slow motion video. Oh, wait, AOSP doesn't have slow motion.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. That was like the final straw. I'm like, I'm so sick of not being able to take the picture I want.
Yeah. Dude, and that's... I know we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I don't understand. How are there no apps on the market that do this stuff? You would think somebody would... I mean, look, you look at LG. They basically just copied Samsung stuff. Why can't somebody else do that and just sell it?
Right.
sell it for $5.
Yeah. Pull the APK and reverse engineer it. And
yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre.
I mean, obviously, there are trademark copyright issues at that point, but...
Somebody can get around that.
Yep. Yep.
It's like all you can find is basically Instagram replacements. That's like, I don't need that.
More filters. No, give me some other functionality.
Get out of here. Use Instagram. Everybody else uses it.
Yep. Well, maybe that'll be coming at some point too. A decent camera.
Yeah.
With this the OpenGL ES 3.0 stuff?
We've been on 2 forever now. I'm thinking this kind of goes hand in hand with those rumors of Google Console.
Ah, gotcha.
So if they're going to upgrade, their OpenGL version, that would give them more features, maybe better performance, usual upgrade stuff. So it just kind of makes sense to be inside Android 4.3. I don't think that's been confirmed. If I remember correctly, on that leaked version for the S4, it was still ES 2.0. I don't really remember where the 3.0 thing came from, but
it's,
I don't know if it's just a rumor or if it actually has been confirmed, but it wasn't in that leaked build.
Well, I guess we'll see then.
Yeah.
But we know it's coming. There were a couple of rumors that I saw originally. There was talk that it was going to be June 10th, and now we're seeing July 10th or July 11th, and that's probably not going to happen either.
That's tomorrow or the next day. Highly doubtful.
Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see it this fall with the new Nexus device.
Yep.
And then next year at I/O, we'll see the next big version.
Yeah, probably.
Key Lime Pie or whatever it ends up being called. So
full redesign, I'm sure.
Yep. So Android 4.2.2 for the HTC One, and I believe the Galaxy S4 is available now too, huh?
Yeah, the S4 launched with 4.2.2, and then this is actually HTC's, Sense 5 build of it.
Okay, so, okay. Because that launched with 4.1.2, right?
Yeah. Yep. And I have a friend with an HTC One, and he went from, decent battery life. I think the thing's got a 2600 milliamp battery, which is pretty standard now. I think he got, your normal, full day, maybe 3 hours of on-screen time or something on a good day. And now, with the same usage patterns and everything on the 4.2, he's getting 5 hours of on-screen time, which is ridiculous for a non-note-sized phone.
Right. That's great.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They work some crazy voodoo magic in there, but it's not just him. It's a lot of people that have reported that. So, that's something HTC definitely did.
Yeah. Good. That's the kind of battery life that we need to start. It needs to be standard.
Yeah. Well, I remember Google was supposed to introduce... What the heck was it? They gave some crazy project name for 4.2. I don't remember if it was actually included in it, but it had to do with battery life. And I don't know if that was ever actually part of it or if it was just rumored, but it was like, how we had Project Butter. It was like, I don't know.
Right.
Project something.
Project Awesome Battery.
Yeah, something ridiculous like that.
You know what I was thinking? It wasn't the 4.2.2 update, but the Galaxy S4 on AT&T and Verizon did get an update today.
Yeah.
AT&T's, I don't remember if it was over the air, but I know Verizon's was not because the update was like 350 megabytes. It was pretty big, but all like bug fixes and stuff.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, okay. Or anything.
Oh, lost you there for a second, Nick. Say again?
No, I was saying, yeah, it's great. No over-the-air update because, nobody needs bug fixes. Everybody knows they connect to the Samsung software or whatever stupid crap they put it through.
Verizon software on this one.
Oh, even better.
Yep. Ryzen's deal. So, fantastic. But it looks like we're not going to see 4.2.2 for the HTC One S.
Yes.
But the One X is still supposed to get it.
Yeah, and actually I saw mumblings, I don't know, maybe the day after we wrote that article for the One S not getting it, where they might be reconsidering it because of the community backlash on it.
Well, the hardware can handle it, can't it?
It's the exact same hardware as the One X. The only difference really is the screen size and resolution.
Yes.
It's so, actually faster than a One X because of the resolution.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking QHD versus 720p, so it's a significantly less pixels to push.
Yep.
It's the same hardware as the S3, same hardware as, most of last year's flagship phones. Razer HD I think was the S4.
So HTC's just being a little bit lazy on that one.
Pretty much. There's really there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to do that. It's the same hardware.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yep. Well, the International Galaxy S3 did also get a 4.2.2 leak.
Yep.
Didn't have the Galaxy S4 camera, all the full software suite.
Yep.
But at least it got that leak, so.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be coming. I guess whoever leaked it was saying that they just weren't done. I guess they wanted to leak it to kind of prove it. I assume to kind of prove that Samsung was actually working on it and it wasn't just, fairy dust or whatever you want to call it.
Well, and I'm sure some devs can, hack the new camera into that build.
I think so, yeah. It's got the framework.
As long as the build is worth it,
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. Also looks like Google Play Services is now running on 99% of Android devices. So this, I think, is bigger than, Jelly Bean being on almost 40% of devices now.
Yeah.
Because things like the new, the keyboard and, the apps that Google is pulling from Android and just uploading to the Play Store.
Yep.
These old devices on Gingerbread can get them now.
Exactly. And then we won't get into Google's game service, but they can launch new services like that without having to go through the carriers.
Right.
Of course, if they want to keep supporting them, that's another story.
Yeah. But, at least it's a possibility now.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's a good back-end solution for them to bypass everybody's silliness.
And that's also why I think we won't see the next version of Android now until next I/O.
Yeah.
Just to give Google some time to keep OEMs, obviously, give them more time to catch up with Jelly Bean, but give Google more time to figure out what they want to do how they're going to handle this going forward. So.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see if we do get a key lime pie, like if they continue to upgrade the OS in a standard, way that they have been, or if they go more of this route and just keep everything on, the Jelly Bean framework until they really need to update something.
Right. Because, they don't really have to update the core OS too much,
Yeah, as long as they have whatever hooks that they need in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then again, we're getting 4.3, so.
Right, but it's not big. That's not a big change.
No, yeah, it's just more back-end type hooks, I think.
Yeah. The AOSP camera, we already talked about that.
Yep.
Being pulled from Google Edition devices. But that's something that I'd like to see on the Play Store.
Yeah.
Put that camera up. So that when these updates, you don't have to go to XDA or wherever to get these updates. You just go download it like you do the keyboard.
Yeah, and obviously, that would make sense.
It works fine. Yeah. So I think that's something that'll be coming this summer. Just my guess, but I think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me. And Photosphere is still closed source, so I could see them releasing that on the Play Store so that people could use it, because you can't get that on anything else.
Right. So, and there was a couple of Facebook app updates that are pretty big. I know you and I are not real big on Facebook, but
yeah,
I still use it occasionally. A lot of people are on it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Facebook Home update, which gave you the ability to add folders, which was cool for people that actually use Facebook Home. But for everybody else, the latest Facebook update allowed Facebook to read all your contacts.
Yay!
Yeah.
Privacy.
So, and you could always sync your Facebook contacts to your phone.
Yeah.
Which I never did. But Google, you know, Facebook's making a push to get more of our information. And they haven't really given us a compelling reason to let them do that.
Yeah, I think I synced Facebook contacts when I used to use it, just because you get the occasional phone number or something. I don't know, you know, for people that might not normally call, so I don't know how useful that is, but...
Right. No,
it's, everyone's is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be handy. But, dude, I haven't synced up any of that stuff in a while. So, fun times. Well, let's jump into a little bit of hardware here. There's a lot of rumors and just some pretty good breakdown of some things to talk about. These were some rumors that were coming out today. We're getting a little more clarification on what they were. The Motorola Droid line, exclusive to Verizon, looks like is not dead, which we had hoped it was going to be.
would have been nice.
Because those commercials are god-awful. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're still continuing on. The Moto X is going to be cross-carrier. At least the four major carriers in the U.S. will have a version of the Motorola X phone. But the Droid Ultra, the Droid Max, and the Droid Mini are all heading to Verizon. Looks like they're just iterations on the Razr line. They're not called Razr or Razr Max, Razr Max HD anymore. They're just looks like the Ultra is just kind of a step up on the Droid Razr.
I'm kind of wondering why they did that, because wasn't the Razr successful?
Yeah, the Droid line overall has been phenomenally successful for Verizon. Not recently.
Yeah.
You know, the last 6 months or so since Google bought Motorola, like that's kind of died out. But I kind of feel like this is just the tail end of that. Hey, you remember Google talking about an 18-month pipeline they had to work through?
Yep.
I feel like this is the tail end of that. The Moto X is what Google wants to do. They're opening new manufacturing or at least assembly plants here in the U.S. to put that together.
Yeah.
But this Droid stuff, I think, is just the tail end of that 18-month-old Motorola phone cycle.
Yep. Yeah, it makes sense because I'm sure they had contracts and all that kind of stuff with these, you know, specifically with Verizon, since it's always been an exclusive Verizon brand.
Right. And it takes 2 years, 2.5 years sometimes from inception to the release of a phone.
Yep.
So, the Droid Ultra being just a step up from the Razr, or the Razr HD, I guess. The Max is, from the model numbers, looking at the model numbers, the new Droid Max is just going to be the Droid Ultra with a big battery.
Terrible names.
There's already a Razr Max, and a Razr Max HD. What are you doing, Motorola? again, just finishing out that pipeline.
I mean, I guess I'm glad they didn't call it Droid Ultramax. That probably would have been worse.
Right.
that's pretty terrible.
Makes me think of an old Ultraman show that was on Japanese TV in the 90s.
I remember that. Silver Guy.
Yep.
Good stuff.
But, yeah, again, I think it's just flushing out the old. They might be decent phones.
Oh, I'm sure the Razr phones are great.
Yeah, the Razr HD.
Especially the Max. That thing was excellent.
Mm-hmm. And with a big battery, I mean, that might be something that, again, depending on bootloaders and development stuff, that might be something I'd look at picking up.
That's been the only problem is the bootloader stuff.
Yeah. But there's workarounds on most of that stuff within a couple of months. So,
oh, yeah.
The Droid Mini, new Moto Droid Mini is going to be probably a smaller, 4.3 inch screen or something.
Hopefully the same hardware.
Yeah.
See if people don't get screwed again.
You might get like 3 gigs of RAM and then 2 on the Mini. Something like that, but it's going to be kind of a mid-range or entry-level device anyways. So
it's so annoying.
But those will be coming to Verizon probably in September. Just knowing their release cycles and how when school kicks back up, they'll do some back to school stuff, and it'll probably be announced then. And then
they pretty much always do that.
Then those phones will be on a pretty good sale for the retail holiday season. So,
yeah, makes sense to me.
Be on the lookout for those soon. The Galaxy Note 3,
yes,
was confirmed today, or supposedly confirmed today, on Samsung's website.
Yep.
Their user agent profile, some of the back-end code you could look at, confirmed a model number that matches something we've seen on the Note 3 before. The ARM 11 processor, and there was something else.
The 1080p.
Display. Oh, yeah. Yep, the 1080p resolution.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming shortly as well, which makes sense because the Note 2 was launched, November last year? October, November?
Yeah, it was October in the U.S. I think it was September internationally. Okay. It was announced the last day or two of August, I think. I think this year it's supposed to be September 4th is their conference. I don't remember where it is this year.
Yeah, they'll unveil it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point.
Beginning of September, end of August.
So, I don't know, man. You've got the Note 2 now. Are you interested at all in a 6-inch device?
I will likely be a sucker and buy it, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, more than likely I will.
Because I was reading some things on the, I think we got it on the list here, the Sony Xperia ZU.
Too big.
Right, 6.4 inches.
It's.
We had heard that the Galaxy Note 3 might be 6.3 inches.
It's okay to have the bigger screen if you don't have the insane bezel. The problem that I have with the ZU, I have a couple problems with the ZU, but the biggest problem is just the size of the device. Okay, you have the huge screen, that's great and all, but if the device is mostly screen, I could live with it. It wouldn't be so bad. Because, I mean, honestly, a 6.3 inch probably wouldn't be any bigger than the actual size of this whole phone. You know, right. If you only had a little bit of a bezel around there, it's like, okay, well, this is already almost the max of what I can deal with for daily use, but that could be maybe feasible, I don't know. But then they had that huge bezel around the top and the bottom, right. And, you know, the screen doesn't go that much, that edge to edge like a lot of the other phones do. I don't know, it's just disappointing.
Yep. I think we hit the wall, though. Like, that's... Obviously, yeah. That's. I mean, it's basically a half an inch smaller than the Nexus 7, or you know, pick your 7-inch tablet, and that's too big. You know,
it's way too big. Yeah. Well, I think Asus tried that. Was it Phone Pad? They have a Pad phone, and they also have a Phone Pad. I can't remember which one is the. I think it's the Phone Pad. Is the phone?
The Phone Pad is the big one. Yeah.
And that was a 7-inch screen, and it looked absolutely asinine.
Yep. So. Yeah, because I think I was reading yesterday or today, Android Central had a review up on that, and they were goofing around with it, you know, holding up their heads, and you're holding the Nexus 7 to your head. It's crazy.
Yeah, let me just go grab my laptop while we're at it.
Right.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's gotten silly for sure. At least we figured that out, though.
Yeah, I'm glad we've hit that wall, exactly. I'm glad we found where the end is so we can kind of rein it back in. And I think we're going to see... Like, the Moto X phone is supposed to be, rumored to be 4.3 inches.
Yeah.
One of the guys that I talked to on Twitter, a guy named Nathan, is a rep for, I believe, Sprint now. But he's always talking about, you know, the manufacturer reps will come in with new devices.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he'll get to see it a lot. They won't usually let them handled the phones, but he was talking today about seeing they had a Sprint Moto X in the store. And he said it looks nice, build quality looks good, but it's small.
Yeah.
So 4.3 inches is the Razer M, you know.
Yeah, but that's perfect. You know, I wish that these manufacturers would make the same hardware, you know, the internals, just in different sizes. I don't know why nobody's figured that out yet. It's like they started to get the mini line, but then they gimped the specs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is last year's specs. I don't want that crap. Nobody wants that. Get out of here. I'm not going to go buy a brand new phone and get last year's specs. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, right.
Like, just make a smaller version. Not everybody wants a 5-inch or more display.
Yeah. But and I think with development cycles being, you know, what they are, we're going to get there. You know, next year we're going to start to see that. You're going to see a 4.3 inch phone, or maybe a 4.
Yeah. But
that range, 4.3 inch, about a 5 inch device, and, you know, maybe 4.7,
yeah,
like the HTC One, and then something big like 6 inches.
Yeah, 5.5 or 6. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that would be perfect. I mean, it's if you're high end phone specs, 720p or 1080p resolution screens.
Yep.
Just in different sizes, because a 4.3-inch... You're not going to get 1080p out of a 4.3-inch device.
Yeah, and I've noticed an interesting trend. I think one of the things that made Android as big as it is now is all the choices you had.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have a lot of homogenized devices, you have so many 4.7-inch devices, whatever, out there, they're all very similar. You don't have as many other types of devices or sizes. You now see, you know, iOS slowly encroaching. I think iOS grew another 3.5% last month, and I think it's because there's these people that are like, I don't want these huge phones, and the only choice I have is to get an iPhone if I want anything new.
Yep.
And it sucks, but these manufacturers need to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And they will.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
they need to hurry up.
Just for this Christmas, not next Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that would be good, dude, because I'm itching. I need to replace this Galaxy Nexus with a quickness.
Yeah, I give you credit. I don't know how you do it. I have the one for work, and it's getting bad.
Dude, it's on Verizon right now. What am I gonna get? I'm in contract. I'm not gonna buy out my contract for $250 and then go spend another $300-$400 on a phone on Craigslist.
Yeah,
or something.
It doesn't make any sense.
But there's really nothing else that is. There will be, you know, this fall.
Yeah, S4 is your only choice, really.
Yeah, and I haven't been impressed with it.
Yeah, and if you don't like that, then you're right. It's no other choice.
Yeah, I have not been impressed enough with the S4 to go spend the money on it. It's great, but it's incremental from what I've got now.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
on a side note, what do you run on your Nexus? Like, what ROM?
CM10 nightlies.
Yeah.
A custom build called Euroskank. Fit Snugly is the guy that does these builds.
Okay.
On Twitter, you can find him at Fit Snugly. I'm just giving all kinds of Twitter shout-outs tonight. Nathan.
I like it. I will look it up.
But that's what I use. Because a lot of times he'll take some of the like AOKP features, throw them into CM10 just to, you know, kind of cherry pick some stuff.
Very nice.
There was actually an update just last night. He's really good about staying on top of the new CyanogenMod mod builds.
Yeah, because the official, it seems to me like the official CM nightlies, which is what I've been running on this thing for months now, have just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, just performance-wise, features-wise, they're fine. But, I mean, this thing, I just opened my browser and I clicked and clicked and clicked. I had to click the URL thing, and now I'm being impatient. But it probably took close to 10 seconds for me to finally be able to click on the URL and type something in, which I hate to be like that. Right. That's way too long. It should open up and I should click it. I mean, that's how it used to be.
I've noticed that, too.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's just something on the back end killing these things or what, but it's getting bad with this phone.
Even on these new builds, I think the phone's just wearing out.
Yeah.
Mine's not that bad, that's for sure. I don't know, when's the last time you did a clean wipe on it?
I don't know. Probably too long. I probably just need to do that, but
I've noticed that, and sometimes it's just a matter of not flashing nightly's dirty, you know, just starting from scratch.
Probably. And I've heard of this kind of stuff on the Nexus 7 as well. I think John was complaining about this the other week.
All kinds of issues.
He was saying that. He was getting like crazy slowdowns.
Yep.
And I'm almost wondering, I've heard people say that it's cheaper components, they had to cut corners to get it as cheap as it is and all that stuff, and they're just wearing down. And I guess I just don't know enough about components. I don't know if you can shed light on that if you know anything about it.
I don't, man, honestly.
I'd love to see some expert opinion.
It would
on
not
that.
Surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
If you just got lower end internals, which are going to be lower read write speeds, and they're going to lower.
Sure.
Life. They're just going to wear out.
I mean, I know with the read write speeds, a lot of these manufacturers are guilty of putting cheaper internal storage in there with that kind of crap.
Right. Yeah.
So I that wouldn't surprise me. So I guess maybe the rest of the components wouldn't either.
Yeah. Well, time for something new. We should see a new Nexus 7 announced here.
Yes.
For the retail holiday too, probably September on that as well. A whole bunch of stuff hitting September.
Yeah, I'm sure. All that back to school stuff, like you said.
Yep. When we get a new Nexus, we'll have a new Nexus 7 also. Is my bet. So.
Yeah.
What else we got? We talked S4
HTC One
Play Edition. So the cameras, we've seen a lot of comparisons between the S4 and the HTC One cameras.
Yep.
What is what's your take on that? Not just those two devices, but also the Google Play Editions of those devices.
I put a little comparison together. I could relink to the article in a little later or something, but we have it up on the site. You can find it in the S4 review as well under the camera section. I linked to it. But I use my friend's HTC One, which I think at the time was running the 412. I don't think the camera makes a difference between those two softwares. Mm-hmm. And then the S4, and I just did as close of a comparison as possible. And it seems for the most part the S4 shots are more vibrant. The HTC ones are more realistic in color. The resolution of the S4 just demolishes the ones. I mean, we're talking 4 megapixel versus 13 megapixel camera. It's just a ridiculous difference in resolution. But the low light shots on the one are out of this world. I mean, he's taken some like during the full moon. He just, looks straight at the moon and frames it right in the middle and takes a picture, and you can see the moon. It's not this blurry ball mess of, just dark sky and this glowing ball in the middle. It's actually the moon.
Yep.
And that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, that's good for a regular camera, much less a cell phone camera.
Yep.
So that thing, if you're a nightlife person, that is your phone.
Yep. Yep. And most of what I've read now, the Google Play Edition cameras aren't as good.
No, I'm not surprised.
You're losing
the AOSD camera.
Right, exactly. Even with the new, the updated camera that it's shipping with.
Yeah.
It's just not. The S4, they were pretty similar, but the TouchWiz camera just edged out the Play Edition S4. The HTC One looked like poop.
I guess 4 megapixels, we've been past that for years now.
Yeah, and with no no software optimization.
Yeah.
It's just, yep.
Yeah, I'd love to see, I don't even remember what I was going to say now, don't worry about it. Something with the camera, but forget it, I forgot.
Again, some of these cameras need to use, and some of it's, build quality, obviously. But these OEMs are stepping up their camera game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to see HTC keep that sensor size and just up the megapixel count, and we would have one seriously sweet camera.
You'd end up with it thick, though. It looked like some of the Nokias that have, 41 megapixel cameras.
That's fine. As long as it's not S4 Zoom levels of stupidity, I'm perfectly okay with it.
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't need a paper thin phone. It's just silly. I don't put a case on it anyway, so it doesn't bother me.
Yep.
You know what I was gonna say was the macro mode stuff. When I was testing the S4, it seems like they took macro mode focus out of it. I couldn't find it anywhere. And it makes a huge difference. Like, I was, again, when I went back to TouchWiz on my Note 2 today, first thing I did was go find something cool to take a macro shot of. And I tried it on auto, and it would not focus on the close shot. It kept focusing on the background. I switched it to macro, and immediately it picks it right up in the foreground.
That's awesome.
So it's, it's definitely a software tweak, and I don't know why they would have taken that out, because it's one of my favorite picture-taking things.
Right. No, just to mess with you.
Yep, and then yet again, another thing you don't really get with the AOSP camera. It just, I don't know, I ran into weird focus issues with that thing all the time.
Did you?
Yeah, who knows, I'd love to play with that on an S4, since it's now built for that hardware, but
yeah,
maybe one day.
So we got, we talked about the Motorola X, and that's been beat to death. Just jump on the site.
Yeah.
AndroidDoes.net. We've got all kinds of stuff up there on the Moto X rumors. This new clear pixel camera. So they're adding a fourth pixel sensor that's supposed to pick. It's supposed to be clear instead of the red, green, and blue, I guess. Or red, blue, yellow, whatever the three that are normally there.
Yeah.
The clear one's supposed to pick up a range of light that we can't see normally. So, rumor has it that this new clear pixel camera is going to give you shots like the HTC One, but with higher resolution. So, 10 or 12 megapixel camera, but low light shots like the HTC One, they're going to look really good. So, that'll be good. That could be I'm not sure I'm going to jump back to a 4.3 inch display on a device, but
nah.
That's a compelling reason to get that device,
Yeah, exactly. It's always nice to see camera improvements.
Yep. So I might be able to convince my wife to stick with Android and not jump to an iPhone, because she's on Twitter and Instagram and takes pictures, and the Razer M has a mediocre camera at best. So
that's a shame.
Yeah. But, I mean, the device size is perfect for her.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get her a Moto X. We'll see. Google smartwatch and the gaming console. We touched on those a little bit, and we really don't know much about them. The gaming console, I just don't know why.
Yeah, there's just no reason for it.
The Ouya seems to be selling well.
Yeah.
But there are real consoles that you can actually game on, there are very few games, and most of those are ports of RPGs or something that I would want to play on my television.
And what I didn't realize until it came out and I started to actually look into it is it's not even Google Play certified, so they have their own store and that's the only place you get stuff from.
Really?
Unless I read the thing wrong.
No,
because if you go on the website and you look under games, it says 107 games available, which I was like, oh, cool, that means 107 optimized games. No, that means 107 games. Again, unless I read it wrong, I didn't see Google Play anywhere on there. And 10 million more on Google Play Store or something.
Right, right.
So,
nope, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and not even a Tegra Zone. I expected, with that being a Tegra 3, that they would have pushed that Tegra Zone thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but that didn't even seem to be on there either.
Yeah, dude. Well, Google's going to have their own, and maybe some people will buy that.
Yeah, who knows?
If you're a really big Android gamer, and this is something that interests you, drop us a line. You can hit up me or Nick, Jeremiah, at AndroidDoes.net, or Nick at AndroidDoes.net. Just tell us why. We're both kind of confused on it. If I'm going to go buy a gaming console, I'm going to get a PS4. I'm not messing with Android gaming on my TV for even $100.
Yeah.
I just don't care that much.
Nope.
Google
Smartwatch. I don't have enough time for my games as it is.
Right, right. So why would I spend another $100 or $150 on something that I'm not going to use much?
Yeah.
Google Smartwatch I would spend $150 on.
Yes.
That's something that I would be very interested in. And it just kind of depends on how they play it out. You know, is it going to be more like a Pebble where you're getting notifications and there's a lot of development around it? And or is it going to be more of, you know, like the Sony, the old or the new Sony smartwatch that was just announced where you've got a slightly bigger than 2-inch screen and you can do more phone functionality? You know, even so far as replying to emails or text messages from your wrist, which you can't do on a Pebble, you know?
Yep.
Some of the voice functionality would be fantastic as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm real curious to see how Google plays this out, what they do with the smartwatch.
Yeah, there's a lot of sweet things you can do, especially if it's going to have, like, Google Now built in. I mean, it would just be so awesome to just, you know, do the Power Rangers thing or Dick Tracy thing or something. Yeah. Let's pull up any one of those, you know, old, I guess older things that was really big in, like, pop culture-wise.
Uh-huh.
It could easily be resurrected.
Google Now cards on your wrist.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Really needs voice search.
Oh, yeah. Well, it wouldn't work at all without it. It's got to have a microphone. Because that would just be so much more convenient than... I mean, I use Key, but I hate where the voice search button is. I've never even bothered to look and see if I can move it around. But, you know, you got to, like, hold the button down, and it's already tough enough because the notice is such a huge screen. It's right in the bottom left corner, which is awkward to touch. So I could just go beep, and there we go, no problem.
Yep. And if you're going to, I mean, if the point is to not have to pull your phone out so much and have your watch control some things, and if you're building Google Now into it with search, you got to have some voice functionality, even if it's just limited.
Yep.
So I'm excited about that. I don't know if that's even going to hit this year. We might not see that till I/O next year, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of got the feeling, again, just after I/O this year, that Google was slowing some things down, focused a little more on quality, and some of these, you know, moonshot projects, just kind of refining them a bit before they get released. Although if Apple comes out with some kind of a watch for this holiday season, I wouldn't be surprised to see Google move on it a little quicker, too.
Yeah, I just wish they would not be so reactionary sometimes. Or even, you know, in this case, I don't know that they are, but it's going to seem like it if they come out with it after Apple does.
Right. It goes both ways. iOS has borrowed a lot of things from Android and from WebOS,
yeah,
for that matter, but in a reactionary fashion.
The
iPad Mini was absolutely a reaction to the Nexus 7 and how popular that was. And that size, which wasn't even really necessary because Apple dominates the tablet market.
Yeah, well, they had to keep it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the iOS stuff, you know, when something new and better came out and Apple just stagnated, people moved.
Yep.
So they gotta keep it up like everybody else.
And I think we're going to see the same thing happen with the watch.
Sure.
The Pebble watch, the functionality is severely stunted with iOS. It's literally just notifications. You can't
do much else with it. Yeah, it's almost useless, I know.
Yeah, because the OS is so locked down, the watch can't access anything it needs to.
Yep.
So same thing's going to happen with this Google Watch. And I'm probably going to get one.
I want one so bad. Like, I want one to come out that's really good so I can buy it, because I love the concept.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely the next smartphone, you know, like, mm-hmm. that was total revolution in the market, and, you know, now I think this really will be the next big thing.
Yeah.
They do it right. Because, again, like, there's plenty out there, but they're just not the right thing for whatever reason.
Yep. So, we're just going to have a bunch of knuckleheads running around yelling at their wrists instead of yelling at their phones.
Yes!
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So the HTC One in red is out now in the UK. I don't know if is it anywhere else.
I don't think so. I've seen some hands-on with it, but I'm pretty sure it's UK only right now.
It'd be nice if it came over here, dude, because it looks sweet.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it in red.
Well, they've been pushing more colors with these phones, which is great. We just need those lime green and whatever else the Windows phones have now, right?
Yep. We're going to see a lot more of that with the Moto X stuff, too. A lot more color options. And
yes, that is great. So, they have some really cool stuff going on with that.
Yep. So that'll be good. What else? We've got...
Did you see the... I haven't gotten to posting it yet, but there was a couple new G2 shots leaked, the LG G2.
I heard about that, but I didn't see any of the pictures.
It looks really nice. Yeah. If you hate Samsung shiny plastic back, you're going to despise it with a passion. But other than that, it looks amazing. Okay. The screen, there's almost no bezel around the screen at all. It does use AOSP-style software buttons. And the cool thing is, I can't tell from the shots, but it looks like they either made it transparent or sort of like how, I don't know if you ever used Paranoid Android, how yes. It changes color. Because there's a couple of shots, and it's different colors in each shot. And like in one, it's obviously transparent because it's the home screen, and you can see the background through it. And then in another shot, it's all white with like blue buttons. So they're doing a lot with that kind of stuff. They have a redesigned camera. They have those awesome volume buttons on the back. They have stereo speakers coming out the bottom, sort of like an iPhone has. Looks like just a mix of a whole bunch of devices out there. Wow. With some new stuff, too. So, if they can nail that camera, because their cameras have traditionally been crap.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and I'd love to see how the camera is on that Optimus G Pro that you're going to get.
Yeah. I am also... Is my mic muted?
For a second, you were.
Okay.
You can mute you because you were typing.
Yeah, I'm reading right now. A leak that just popped up on Android Central's forums for a camera storyboard for the Droid Ultra.
Interesting.
Yeah, James Bond. They've got, seriously, they've got speedboat, a couple of people in a speedboat, and then Daniel Craig with no shirt on in the tropics. the shot of an island, like a tropical island. And then looks like Halle Berry, but she's an old Bond girl from Pierce Brosnan's.
Bond. That's really weird.
It might just be some. Might just be a brown-skinned woman who looks vaguely like Halle Berry. The shot's a little bit blurry, but it mentions nothing except no hard details. But it says 48 hours of worry-free battery life. The new Droid Max.
Holy moly.
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, if they push that stuff.
Yep.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, some of the dialogue says, "How long you got on your battery?" the woman asks. And the guy says, 2 days.
Good lord.
Right.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic.
So, that's pretty interesting. And that's what I was typing. Just
I think the last camera I wanted to talk about, because it seems to be the theme for tonight, is that Sony Hanami. I think it's also called the Xperia I1. I don't know if that's the official name for it or not. The one with the 20 megapixel camera.
Yeah.
And then it also records in 4K.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, what? So it's ridiculous.
In about 18
it's
months,
awesome, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Eventually, when 4K TVs become slightly more affordable,
yeah,
you'll be able to take these old videos of your phone. Yeah, dude. I don't know.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing it. It's nice to see because one of the big features of the Snapdragon 800 is that you can do that. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, okay, that's a nice pipe dream, but nobody's ever going to do that. Not anytime soon. And here comes Sony. Hey, guys, guess what?
Right.
they're the ones really pushing the 4K TVs, too, so it makes sense.
Yeah. But,
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I like it. I'm not really going to buy a new TV anytime soon, but I'm excited about 4K.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've gone to Magnolia at Best Buy or wherever, they have 4K TVs. But they're pretty sweet.
Yes. Looks phenomenal. So, let's see. What else we got?
Got some LTE stuff.
Yeah. T-Mobile's been kind of on the sly.
Yeah.
Up in their LTE game, rolling it out in new cities all over the place and not really making any announcements. It's just like...
It's pretty bizarre. Hey, yeah. You guys, by the way, we have LTE.
Yep. which is good.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I've been pretty happy with the speeds. I'm waiting for it to switch back over. I have this weird... I think if I put it like on the desk over here, I get LTE in this room. But... You know, I've been getting anywhere between 12 and 25 down and, you know, like 5 to 15 up, mm-hmm. which is definitely a significant improvement over their other stuff.
That's about what I see with Verizon's LTE on a good day. So,
yeah.
12 to 15.
I wish I got that with Verizon here anymore.
Yeah.
I'm looking at like 5 to 6 on a good day most times.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so bad over here.
Well, and it's capacity issues.
Yeah.
They rolled it out, and then everybody got, you know, LTE phones. The iPhone 5 is now LTE.
Yep, exactly. So
now that they have their whole 3G network covered with 4G, Verizon will start fixing the capacity stuff.
Yeah, that cities. Works. That'll be very good. So next project, right?
Right. So, yeah. That something that we have to look forward to is LTE advanced stuff in Korea, South Korea.
Yep.
100 megabit speeds.
And yeah, that's real not, world speeds.
Right. That's not just in a lab somewhere, closed, you know, conditions. That's real life. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see if we can get some carriers or somebody over here to give us some decent internet access using that. Like, I'm talking home internet access, not just, you know, whatever's on our phones. But to compete with, you know, the cable companies and all that stuff around here, you have some of that, what the heck is that? WiMAX, that's what I was looking for. You got some WiMAX home internet things, but that's about it. You know, and that tops out at like 6 megs on a good day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can get it fiber right to your house. Sign up for a business plan at like $300 a month.
Focus, look.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I told you if I held it right, I'd get it.
That's fantastic. That's
nice to see.
And then the last thing here, and this was something that I thought was really cool. There's a new Android emulator. So BlueStacks we're pretty familiar with.
Yes.
But this one called Genie Motion, or maybe it's a soft G and it's Genie Motion. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
But it brings Android 4.1 Jelly Bean emulation to PC, Mac, and Linux. So kind of cool.
Yeah, I tried BlueStacks once and I thought it was terrible, so I never really thought about it again.
Well, the problem with BlueStacks is it was just stuck on...
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably why it was terrible.
Yep. I used it for a little while for the G+ Hangouts before... Or G+ Messenger on the desktop before Hangouts was rolled out.
Yeah, I remember you doing that.
And it worked fine for that.
Yeah.
I didn't really mess with it too much more than that, but Trevor... said that he uses this Genie Motion, and it works really, really well. So if you're looking for any kind of Android emulation, that's the way to go. Really easy setup, really easy installation. And then you've got 4.1 on your desktop. So What's new in your Android world, Nick? What's besides a little bit of LTE there in your in the room if you hold your phone right? what's new for you?
Like I said earlier with the AOSP thing, I think it was really nice to see that we have full, you know, S Pen support on AOSP now.
Yeah.
It's really easy to set up. I don't know, it was really, really impressive, I thought, to just finally have that kind of proprietary thing. And it seems like we're getting more of that proprietary stuff on other things. The other thing I've been messing with, I don't know if you're familiar with the Exposed framework. If you've ever used that before. Mm-hmm. You can find it on XDA, I'm sure you can find it elsewhere, but it's just an APK you install, you gotta have root, and it basically creates a little framework that you can install modules in. And I was actually gonna go ahead and write up a little story on this, but you go ahead, you install the framework, just an APK, it's like 400K, it's really small, mm-hmm. and then you download it's a per app DPI. So you basically can do paranoid Android style stuff within, I think, whatever version of Android you want. So that's I've been cool. playing around with it on here. It's been working great on my Note I've been using it all day. And you just go through whatever apps you want. It's all per app. There doesn't seem to be a way to batch it. So unlike paranoid Android, where you can just, you know, tablet UI, bam, it converts everything.
Right,
you actually
right.
have to go into each, you know, app in the list on this thing and set it. But
that's good, man.
Yeah, you're probably only going to do, like, maybe Gmail, maybe something else where you want a tablet interface, and you're not going to do it on everything. But it's nice, especially on something like the Note where you got a bigger screen, to have that tablet interface because, you know, some of these phone DPI apps are just silly on there. They look really goofy.
Yeah.
You got this button taking up, like, the whole bottom of your screen. I'm like, this is just unnecessary.
And I ran paranoid Android for a while, but I didn't
yep.
stick with it because it was just, it's kind of hacky. Like, you know,
it
wasn't ever smooth, and I didn't want that tablet UI in everything.
Yeah.
It was great in Gmail. There were a couple other apps. Even in the settings, it was cool, but I didn't want it in everything.
Yeah.
So being able to customize it by app and just turn it on for a couple of apps, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they've made that easier in paranoid Android too. That was one of the AOSP ROMs I tried on the Note while I was messing around with different ones.
Okay.
And so that was kind of where I got the bug, where I was like, oh god, this is like the best thing about AOSP. I can set these DPIs. So I went to look it up, and sure enough, hey, look, here it is for whatever you want. Oh, great, and it works. Which is a
That's
nice
awesome.
Surprise sometimes. Sometimes that stuff is like, oh, it only works on this model of this phone in this country. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
You need this processor. And
yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you can't touch it.
Yeah, so it seems like as long as you have root, it should work. I don't know. I'll do a little research on it and maybe throw an article up on it.
Yeah, do it, man. What was that called one more time?
Exposed framework. And
exposed
then
framework.
It was a per app DPI module on it. Okay. So, yeah.
So that's throw awesome, that man. I'll have to check that out.
Yep.
I've been playing around, and this is not necessarily new, but I've been playing on James from the site actually mentioned this, Greenify.
Yes, I've used it before.
Yeah, especially now that I'm noticing my Galaxy Nexus starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's great, man. It's great because it hibernates these apps in the background. I've got the Facebook app installed. Just use it for some church stuff and kind of handling some of that social media, but I don't want it running all the time.
So yeah.
Hibernate it. Basically, I've got it down to, for some reason, Maps keeps opening up. Doesn't matter how many times I hibernate it, keeps opening up. I don't know if it's on a reset or what, but I've got it basically down to Dash Clock Widget, Google Voice, and the Maps. Everything else is hibernated.
Nice.
And I'm not running into any issues, missing notifications, none of that. All that's working great. But it's increased performance and battery life. It's solid, man. I was a little skeptical at first. I was like, eh, it's just going to, like, task killer. It's going to end up screwing up my phone.
Yeah.
Ticking me off, and it's a waste of time. But it works, man. It's pretty good.
I'll have to try it again. I tried it a long time ago, and it didn't seem to do anything for me at all. So I just put it back on my my Nexus now. But
on something even as newer, even a little bit newer, like the Note 2.
Yeah.
Upgraded processor, a little more RAM. Like, you're probably not going to notice a big difference. And I tried it a while ago, and I didn't notice a big difference on my Nexus. But just reinstalled it, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or so.
Yeah.
There's a noticeable increase in battery life and performance. Like, I can tell when something is open and running in the background now. Pull up Greenify and hibernate it.
There's a lot of weird stuff running on this.
Yeah. And anything with a notification, you don't want to hibernate.
I'm not hibernating in Google Plus.
Right. Well, I did, but if you have because I don't have notifications turned on.
Oh, okay.
If you use notifications on G Plus, Falcon Pro has never popped up as being an issue running in the background, so those notifications are fine. Like I said, Google Voice, I leave that. Dash Clock widget, I don't want to freeze that because that's going to mess up some of the widget stuff. And like I said, for whatever reason, Maps keeps popping up. But anything else, if you don't care or not concerned with having that notification for that app, hibernate it. It helps.
I will definitely try this.
And then I kind of been tossing around back and forth between Instagram and Vine, the Instagram video and Vine.
Yeah.
Kind of playing with that. I feel like Vine is just dying.
Well, makes sense.
Man, everybody's already on Instagram.
Well, yeah, and I think everybody was using Vine because it was unique, and now that Instagram does it too, they're like, I can just do it all in one app. Why do I want to?
With the option of 15-second, not just 6-second video.
Poor Vine.
I will say that the Instagram filters for video just muddle up the video quality.
Do they?
Yeah, dude. Half my videos, if I've applied a filter, they just end up all pixelated and muddy looking.
Jeez. I was never happy with Instagram's picture quality in general. I think it's like a 1024x600 picture or something really terribly low res.
Use the stock camera app or use your whatever preferred camera app and then just import it into Instagram. So much better.
Because then you don't ruin the picture.
Right. You're just cropping it. It's so much better.
Yeah, but then I think if you even try to apply filters or anything, then even the filtered one drops back down to that resolution. I don't know why they did that. Maybe just for speed?
Yes, because it's all mobile-based.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like it's that many pixels. You have pretty decent processors now.
Right. Right. And internet speeds. Most people have these internet speeds too. So, that'll probably be something that they update in the future to increase that quality a little bit. But
yeah.
That's pretty much it, man. And then, like I said, those new fonts, the new 4.3 fonts. Just a little cleaner, a little easier on the eyes. I just installed that tonight. So.
Yeah, I will definitely grab that because I always like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I think that's it, man. Anything else you got going on? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, not that I can think of.
Cool. Well, that will jump online real quick too. Looks like the G2, there's some more leaks that are revealing its full design. Apparently there's a volume rocker on the back of the Optimus G2.
Yeah, that's what I was it's not Optimus anymore. That's what I was talking about earlier.
That's right.
It's in a cool spot. I like it because, I mean, really, if you hold a phone up to your head, you know, where is your finger? It's usually right here.
On the back, right next to the camera.
Which is exactly where the volume buttons are.
That's cool.
When I first saw it, I was like, what the heck is that? And then I saw somebody hold it up to their head, and I thought, oh, that actually is a great idea.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I see a bunch of them. Somebody posted a 1080p video. Yeah, you see... See the nav bar on the bottom there? It's transparent.
Yep.
I like it.
So, cool.
I will watch that when we're done.
Yep. So, good deal. Well, Nick, it was absolutely a pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Always fun, man. I will, we'll be back on this next week. So I'd like to get back into doing these weekly. It'd be fun.
Agreed.
So stay tuned to AndroidDoes.net. You can find us on Twitter, at AndroidDoes, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, wherever you are, we are. So this has been episode, I believe, 17 of the Android Does Show. Have a great night.
See you later.